From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Nathan Lee. The Missouri House voted down an effort to steer more money to child abuse investigators. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that it's still possible that additional funds could materialize.
Investigators for the Children's Division have starting salaries of around $43,000 a year. State Representative Kerry Engel of Lee's Summit tried to shift more money to the employees who look into claims of abuse and neglect, who she says aren't paid enough to stay on the job.
The budget is a moral document. It shows what we value, where we're putting our taxpayer money, and what is a better use of that than ensuring the safety of the children in all of your districts.
But House Budget Chairman Cody Smith said a state treasurer's fund that Engel was trying to steer money from wasn't the appropriate choice. Senators could try to resurrect the additional funds when they take up the budget. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
An agreement between Columbia College and the City of Columbia has been expanded to include not only city employees, but their spouses, dependents younger than 25, and domestic partners. Columbia Missourian reports that under the program, city employees and their families are entitled to a 15% tuition discount and other financial benefit towards any degree or certificate at Columbia College. Columbia City Council approved the agreement on December 4th. The program was started in 2020 and was set up to be renewed after 3 years. This time around, the program was approved for 5 years with an option to extend it for another, according to a news release from the college. Solar energy is increasing quickly in both Missouri and Illinois. That's according to a new report from Climate Central, a nonprofit that researches climate issues. Senior data analyst Jen Brady says the U.S. has seen more than a 700% increase in solar generation in the last decade alone.
We're seeing growth, and you know, we expect different states to be at different paces, but just to see people continuing to increase is a great sign.
Wind has been more of a mixed bag. Last year, there was a decline in wind generation nationally and locally. That was partially due to slower than normal wind speeds in the summer. Illinois increased its wind capacity in 2023, so it could generate more if the weather cooperates. The University of Missouri system announced it would extend its enrollment deadline for incoming freshmen after multiple delays brought on by the revived FAFSA. Prospective students across the system will now be given until May 15th to make a decision on whether to enroll. Students typically must enroll by May 1st. FAFSA traditionally opens October 1st every year. However, due to changes to the formula used, this year's start was postponed until December. On March 22nd, the U.S. Department of Education announced it discovered a calculation error affecting more than 200,000 students' financial aid applications, delaying the process further as it continued to work through a backlog of more than 4 million applications. Officials expect enrolling students will begin to receive their financial aid package offers in late April. I'm Nathan Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.